We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building today.
Yes, indeed.
We got Boosie and Tootie Raw.
Tootie Raw. Boosie? I didn't see Tootie walking. What's up? That got to be your son.
What's up, man?
Same fade. Same
fade. You
couldn't
deny that one if you tried, Boosie. What's the word, my brother?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I got an album finna drop Friday.
Okay.
It's called The Best Album of 2023. Mm-hmm. Another classic album, bro. You know, when I'm dropping a project, you know, I got to come see y'all, you know, basically.
You rolling right, too, man. It's good to see you with all the security, because we come from an era where people brag about not having a security, and you see these young boys out here now bragging about not having security, and I'm
right.
Like, why not protect yourself if you worth it?
Right.
Protect the asset.
You know, ain't no bringing no guns in New York.
No, hell no.
You going to jail.
3 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you going to jail.
Absolutely.
3 years automatically.
Yeah, so we had to get security, bro. You know, we had to do it right, bro.
How's everything with Boosie? Boosie came here with a big smile and just seemed so happy.
Boosie always happy.
I love it.
Man, I had a good morning, man. I woke up. I talked to my moms, bro. Jacked off.
Jesus Christ.
I ate a good ass bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
I hope you washed your hands in between.
But yeah, I hope you washed your hands.
Smoked the blunt on the balcony. Looking at the buildings in New York, all the beautiful buildings. I had a good ass morning, bro.
Did you wash your hands before you smoked the blunt and ate the bacon, egg, and cheese?
I don't want to lie. I don't know.
Damn,
it was
6
in the morning. I mean, I woke up to New York and it was beautiful, and that was my morning. I had a real good morning, bro. That's why I've been happy. I've been fucking with all the interns. And
yeah.
I'm going party tonight in New York.
Where you going?
I don't know.
Are you just going out, though?
I've been asking all the interns to point me in the right direction. I'm finna bring some flavor to New York tonight.
You need to hit up Scarlips. Scarlips said you one of the reasons, you know, she got a career right now.
Who?
Scarlips.
You know Scarlips?
Oh, yeah.
The rapper Scarlips. From the Bronx.
Need to hit her up, see what's going on.
I won't party tonight. I won't feel a vibe tonight.
We'll tell you what clubs is rocking tonight.
Yeah. Now, Tootie Raw, how long you been hearing your daddy talk like this?
Not in my whole life.
Yo, what's the wildest thing you done heard your pop say that made you say, damn?
I heard him say a lot. It don't really matter. I don't really be caring for real.
Yeah.
He say everything for real.
Now, we seen your daddy, hard on you and your siblings sometimes. What's the craziest thing daddy done made you did? Because you messed up. He's breathing hard. That means it's a couple of them. He got to think which one.
That's a lot of them, for real. I don't really be getting in trouble no more, for real, though, so that shit.
I discipline my kid. Like, two to come up getting his ass beat, bro. Like I whooped him, bro, like.
Oh, and I got expelled from school.
Oh, I done got one of them expelled beatings before. Yeah. I definitely got one of those before.
I got one of them, too.
What grade?
Eighth grade.
No, what you got expelled for fighting?
I got expelled in 10th.
Yeah. My partners, we had a little gang fighting, got expelled.
Damn. And Pop beat your ass when he came on.
Yeah.
Fixed you right up, straight you right out.
Yeah, got me right.
But you knew he was going to get it.
Was with me.
3 years, he was with you.
He was with me 3 years later because his mama couldn't do nothing with him. So, them boys, a daddy got to be in a son life, bro. Mm-hmm. He going to really go straight.
So what did you think when he started getting into the music industry? I know the music industry that sometimes everybody seems to hate.
I couldn't stop him, even if I wanted to. I couldn't stop him because, he come up on the music his whole life. So it's like, I guess it was a passion to him. Mm-hmm. But at first, I didn't want my sons in none of this music shit because of what I went through in the music.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you got to be a dad and follow your help him follow their dreams, too.
Do you guide his career and kind of manage him and be on top of him to make sure that, he makes better decisions than you did and contracts?
I guide his life more than his career.
Mm.
He do all his music himself. He do all his creativity himself. I got his life. Why you ain't came home? I got his life. I ain't seen you in, what I'm saying? I got his life more than his career. Cause
what did you want him to do if he didn't do music? What did you think your kids were going to do?
Shit, I don't know. What can I, looking at me, what can I expect?
Yeah.
But you can expect
special, more. Special coming up then when they. See, I had Tootie when I was young, so mm-hmm. Tootie was in the trenches with me, mm-hmm. I was raising them wrong, bro. You know how them young niggas raise their churn?
Yeah, you mm-hmm. didn't know no better.
I was fucked up, bro. And, mm-hmm. His mama was young, so he had to be with Pops and,
Yeah.
You know how it was. Yeah,
absolutely.
Bro.
Absolutely. So a lot of that stuff, when you started acting up in school, you couldn't be too hard on him because damn, man.
And my mama tell him, that ain't nothing but you, nigga.
Yeah.
and I try to, but I'm glad he grown.
Did it scare you? You think you was raising him out of fear because you didn't want him to make the mistakes you did?
Yeah.
All right, right.
Yeah. You got me right with that one.
All right.
Yeah, I was. I don't want him in penitentiary. I don't want him fighting for his life, Mm-hmm. I don't want him with ops. Mm-hmm. I don't want all that shit, Unless I help him with life situation. It could be somebody said to him on Instagram. It could be an op trying to leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
that shit going to turn out bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mostly, even though he grown, I'm mostly on keeping him out, keeping him safe and being a daddy to him.
I saw you say that the other day. I don't think it was Vlad. It was something I was watching you on, and you were saying how you don't want no beef. You was at McDonald's. You was leaving McDonald's at the time. You was like, you don't want no beef, no issues, no ops.
Right.
It got to suck to be a street
yes,
nigga.
Yes, bro. Like, now that you get older, you be like, bro, like, how the fuck you 40 years old still looking, gotta look over your shoulder, mm-hmm. from your past?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucked up feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When you gotta go everywhere. Especially when you go in your city, you gotta look everywhere over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit wasn't worth it.
Mm-hmm.
The respect you got for anything you did ain't worth you being an older man looking over your motherfucking shoulder.
That's right. Right.
Not knowing if he got kids. That shit ain't worth it, bro.
Absolutely.
That make you get money and get the fuck away.
That's right. That's right.
That's why motherfuckers get money and never come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Could you tell Envy that? Because he's been beefing a lot the past couple of
years. I haven't
you tell him
with
to stop?
Anybody.
I'm dying laughing.
I saw you in the comments.
I haven't been beefing with anybody.
I saw you in the comments talking about you dying laughing.
I swear to God, bro. Y'all put tears in my eyes.
I mean, I just was responding. That's all. I ain't beefing with nobody. I'm a grown-ass man with kids, man. But, I would ask you, we seen the you and T.I. stuff play out, and then we seen that you guys had a conversation.
Yeah.
How were y'all able to have that conversation? Because it was...
First, we, T.I.
How was that? Y'all both walking to an airport, and y'all both...
No, we had been talking way before that.
Oh, okay.
We had been
talking. Oh, so y'all had been talking before y'all saw each other in the airport?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what was the first conversation after the Vlad interview? He called you? I know Tip going to call you straight.
No, we text for about... We text for about... A week straight, mm-hmm. Back and forth, paragraph. No.
We know T.I. T.I. was using some big words,
bro,
on your
he
ass
can
too.
Go, bro. Paragraphs. Mm-hmm.
Why y'all just ain't call each other?
Yeah, they got each other's numbers.
This
obviously.
Is too much to be. Hey. Like we, he's saying his point. I'm saying my point. Mm-hmm. And we finally came to a head, bro. And because I feel he was hurt by what I said.
I'm sure. Y'all partners. Y'all been partners for a long time. Y'all working on a TV show.
You understand.
Album.
Like, y'all, right, y'all know right. each other. Know
That's
each
why,
other.
Like, a man, I apologize. Because mm-hmm. he was helping me with a lot of shit. We was bonding. He was helping me with a lot of shit. But as a man and what I stand on, mm-hmm. if he would have did that he said he would have did, I stand on business. Mm-hmm. And I would break that bond. Behind that, mm-hmm. but I kind of jumped out there too far, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But we got by it, bro. I apologize to him. You know what I'm saying? We got by it, bro.
Like, y'all still doing the album and the TV show?
We got the TV show cooking up right now. You know what I'm saying? I guess we're going with the album a little later, but we ain't discussed that. But we just working on it. Well, we're working on a TV show right now.
And then y'all seen each other in the airport. So that airport was the first time y'all seen each other.
Yeah.
And the conversation and everything was good. I love that.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. We was on a whole nother $1 million conversation right there. He was setting something. We was setting up another play right there.
But don't you think that's how men should act?
Yeah.
If there's
bro,
a problem,
like,
get on the phone
like,
and have a conversation. Or y'all text each other and y'all speak.
Right.
Families. Like,
right. You know, like.
Grown ass men. I love that.
Grown, bro. We ain't gonna let no. Social media and our kids love each other. Them niggas, that's their dogs. You know, they rock like, you know, every day they rock. Mm-hmm. You know, so as a man, you don't let nothing come between family, bro. It could be solved out. And you know, internet beef ain't real beef. Mm-hmm. Man, them niggas ain't shooting at each other. Everybody on the internet talking about they beefing. Ain't nobody shooting at each other. Mm-hmm. This ain't nobody. It's not real beef. Mm-hmm. Nobody's in real beef. Ain't nobody shooting at each other.
You think the internet sometimes makes you say things that you may not want to say? Just because you like, all right, I know they're going to be on my head about saying something, so let me say it.
No, when I speak for not just me. I speak for a lot of people in the world. Mm-hmm. And it be on the tip of my tongue. Mm-hmm. And I've been like that since forever. If you know Boosie, I speak my mind. And now it just became when some stupid-ass shit going on.
They call Boosie.
I need to speak my mind. like, cause hey, this shit wrong. And they be like, Boosie gonna say this shit wrong. So it might be. You might be right, Charlamagne, but I feel now is if I'm quiet, it's gonna be fucked up. Everybody gonna think one way. Yeah. Real shit. If I be quiet, everybody gonna think one way. So my preacher at church told me, Boosie, do not shut up. In the name of Jesus, that's what they want you to do. That's what he told me at church. He said, do not shut up. That's what the whole world wants you to do. They don't want you to say nothing about the Lord. They don't want none of that. They don't want you to, they don't want my voice. But the preacher at church told me don't shut up.
So why you don't talk about God, Boosie?
I do talk about God. Y'all just ain't listening to the God voice. You gotta listen to the album. I always talk about God. I've been talking about God. You just gotta listen to the album.
You got a song on the album called Blessed and Highly Favored?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's one of my favorites on the album. I feel like I'm blessed and highly favored. I feel like I could have been dead 1,000,000 times. I feel like I'm here for a reason. I feel like every time somebody try to stop my motion, I get other motion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm blessed and highly favored. Like, you know, I done been, man, I done been almost took out probably 12 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw you say, this was a few, couple months ago. I think it was a couple months ago. You said you was cancer free. You found out cancer free again.
Yep. Every year I got to go get my yearly checkup. And, mm-hmm. But my doctor died, bro, my cancer doctor. So that hurt me, bro. I wanted to talk to him and tell him what I've been doing. So we see each other every year, and mm-hmm. he passed, bro. So that was kind of hard on me, but I ain't got no damn cancer, so I was still happy.
Amen.
What kind of lifestyle you live? Like, do you eat right? Like, what do you do to, you know?
I mean, I work out. I don't rest enough.
Mm-hmm. That's the most important.
That's where it come in. I don't rest enough. Mm-hmm. I chase a lot of money. I love that fucking green dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you stay up, the more you get.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I be having problems with resting, bro. Like, that's why I'm having problems with sleep. Only time I sleep on the plane, bro, you know. So that's why I'm having problems at right now, sleeping.
Even when you at home, you don't smoke a blunt, go to sleep?
I got to be a daddy then. When I get home, I got to be a daddy. I got to go to jumping places. I got to go to, you know, it's a full-time job, bro, mm-hmm. and try to make music at night.
Now, one time you came in, and you know, people were upset about some comments you made about the LGBTQ community, right?
Right.
And
right.
You said that, you know,
I'll say them again. Whatever I say it again.
We know.
No, that's okay. You don't need to say it.
We don't have to bring it back up.
Don't do it.
But don't remind me.
The reason I said that is because when you said you have gay people on your staff that work with you, people thought it was cap. They thought you were lying.
No.
But we just met we met somebody on your team.
My assistant.
He said he's been with you for the longest.
He's been with me. He count millions of dollars from me. Mm-hmm. I just told you you can trust gay people more than anybody.
You did say mm-hmm. that.
I just told y'all that.
Hey.
Why would I have trouble with gay people?
You know what's up? Envy got his number immediately. As soon as he walked in. Never met him. He's am I lying? Jay, am I lying? See?
But that was took out of all my gay stuff was took out of proportion for me speaking. I sometimes speak it the wrong way. Like my mama say, I say it the wrong way. But the gay people don't hate me, the real gay people. Like that I see in the airports and shit, the gay people don't hate me. They say, Boots, you be speaking some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
They be saying, happy motherfuckers ain't even us. So I don't know, bro, but I don't have nothing against the LGBT. LGBT.
I'll be trying to say it right.
LGBTQ.
LGBTQIAEIOU and sometimes Y.
What's the thing?
It's LGBTQ.
LGBTQIAEIOU.
Shut up, man. You're going to get a confused. It's LGBTQ.
I have nothing against the LGBTQ.
There you go.
Final answer. I have gay people on my staff.
That's right. And I got his number to get your calls for the car show. That's why I got
you
his number.
You ain't
got
to explain why you got his number, bro.
You made it seem like I'm trying to holler at homie. You make it seem like I'm trying to holler at homie.
I didn't say that.
I want to be clear.
I just told Jay, if he texts you for anything other than business, please let me know.
Yo, shut up, man. Yo, stop
That's
it.
That's all I said.
And then, you know, people were talking about your daughter, and you was like, yep. You accept your daughter fully.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So that wasn't a concern or problem at all either.
When you 22... Hey, I feel like I raised her right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was gone from some important years, 8 to 13. And when I came home, I was trying to be a makeup dad. I wasn't into her sex life like that. I never even, you know.
Yeah, really, you don't want to know that when you got daughters. I got four daughters.
I just did five years in prison, just did. Be death row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I won't come up and make up, you know what I'm saying? So I missed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I missed a lot, but at the same time, when it probably been there, but the respect that they have for me,
mm-hmm.
I respect her coming out when she did.
Mm-hmm.
You're a grown woman, 22, you could pop pussy, you could do what you want, you grown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But As a dad, I don't support it also. I'm a Southern Baptist. We don't support it also, but we don't shun it. We don't shun it. You see what I'm saying?
You got a song mm-hmm. called They Dyking.
Yeah, I know, but mm-hmm. that's in your that's really just speaking on the music.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that for your children. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My dick get hard, okay. I like two women. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to bring a woman in the household to see kids get raised by that.
Mm. Do you,
traditional household.
I get what you're saying. Do you...
Whitney Houston mama. I don't give a fuck what's going on. We ain't finna amen shit. I'm CC.
Man, you got...
No, I'm telling you real shit. I'm telling you real shit.
Well, they say Whitney was doing it too, though.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. You watch the movies and the mm-hmm. documentaries.
And CC was fighting.
Did it make you approach your music differently, though? Because you do have an influence on people. You know what I'm saying?
So
you
nah, my music right now is motivation, bro. It's a lot of motivation. It's what's going on in the world.
You got a song called Mental Health.
Mental Health.
Which I love.
Yeah. It's more a grown-up.
Right.
It's more a grown-up than it was.
Have you been going? You go to therapy and stuff, Boosie?
Like, yeah, I see a psychiatrist.
Dope. All right, when did you start going?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh, that's dope. What have you learned about yourself?
That I've seen too much.
A lot of trauma. Yeah.
I didn't know I had a lot of trauma until, you know, you first go in and you write on the paper all the people who have died and you be like, God damn. You know, and me seeing them, it make me more grateful. Mm-hmm. Make me more grateful with life when I leave them. It just helps me out, you know.
What made you go?
Really kind of being paranoid and shit. Really kind of being, you know, having a...
Anxiety?
Not really anxiety, bro, but thinking about my friends. I stress a lot about my dead friends and my dead homies.
Oh, so grief.
Grief, really.
Yeah, grief. Yeah.
Grief. You know, and... I grieve a lot over my dead homies on why a lot of people around me leave and I'm still here. So
the survivor's remorse.
Yes, man, you know, and he say I really needed it. Mm-hmm. You know, I just tried it, you know, and I smiled when I left, like, you know, like this man could help me be a calmer person, because it's all kind of shit that help you, bro. Just breathing, drinking water, bro. Water bring oxygen to your brain, bro. Mm-hmm. Makes you have better dreams and everything, bro. Mm-hmm. People don't understand that, bro. Like, you have a lot on your shit, your head. You have crazy dreams. Like, when you more peaceful, you sleep better at night.
Mm-hmm. So do you think therapy has brought you more peace?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Now, I also see that you're building a community on your land. Is that to bring you more peace, or all your family's there?
I don't really know what I'm really doing with it yet. They just put that on there, you know. I just, when I make money, I like to flip it. You know, I don't keep money to spend it. I like to make more money for me later on.
Mm-hmm. So you don't keep money to save it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if your money's in front of you, you're going to spend it, bro.
Like, absolutely.
Especially to show money and all this shit. And I just do it different. I might have a good weekend and buy 4 apartments on my land, build them.
Who stays in those apartments? Family members or?
Nobody yet. They're getting built.
Who you going to put in there?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're not going to put no random people on your...
Nah. I might let family get in them. I might let Tootie going to rent one. Mm-hmm.
You going to make it some rent from you?
Yeah. I don't play. I don't play with this choke.
Even though you know that's your son, he still got to pay rent.
You got to teach him responsibility.
Yes, you got to teach him responsibility. Because if I don't, he's going to go rent from somebody else, right?
That's right.
That's true.
Your landlord ain't going to let you smoke weed like this. Mm-hmm. So you might as well come over here. Your water and your light's free. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I get it back all kind of ways. Mm-hmm. I like my land. I can do what I want. I don't stay around nobody. Mm-hmm. I ain't fucking with nobody. The sheriff, they love me in the town. Mm-hmm. I got a good situation, man. Mm-hmm. I just built. It's called Las Vegas, Georgia.
Las Vegas, Georgia?
Yeah. I got showgirls gonna be walking around the pool all summer. I got 3 mermaids that gonna lay there for the every time we got a party. I got 3 bad bitches, mermaids. Mm-hmm. Got mermaid suits. All they do is lay by the pool.
Okay.
Yeah, real boss shit. Yeah, real boss shit.
Dude, do you ever feel like you got to keep anything from your dad? Because he's, you know, he's so honest about everything. But is there anything you feel like, I can't tell my dad this?
Sometimes. Sometimes, cause I don't know what he'll say.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think he. I mean, I would think he'd be open about everything. You know what I mean? I don't. You know he ain't judging you. You know he love you.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't know what he'll say. Sometimes I might not like the response. I know he's gonna say back to me.
What's the last thing that you didn't want to bring to him, but you did? And he had a bad response.
I don't really know for real.
A baby.
Oh yeah, that one.
You were scared to tell him you had a baby?
Yeah, I told my mama first.
Mm-hmm. How they made you feel, Boosie? Because you had kids young, so.
I just told you I ain't want to do shit I ain't did. I was pissed the fuck off.
Yeah.
I was pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I was pissed off.
Oh, that's when you didn't know if you didn't know the baby was his. Oh, I remember now.
And he was 0% the father. I am not a grandfather.
Yeah, I am not.
Yeah. Stay out my DM. All y'all, I am not a grandpa.
Word.
Not the father.
I got a couple more years, I think.
You was nervous then,
I am not
then,
a grandpa. Huh?
You was nervous then?
Yeah, I was kind of nervous.
Damn.
I was kind of nervous.
But was you relieved when you found out it wasn't?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Now, Boosie, do you get tired of, you know, I guess maybe not, because you do all these interviews and you know people going to ask you questions that's going to go clicking, right?
Yeah.
You know that. Do you get tired of that or do you enjoy it?
Nah, I don't get it's like a job right now, because I get paid a hefty penny to do interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast. You see me on them podcasts?
They paying.
Do you give 10% to the church? Because the pastor told you to speak. So you give 10% to the church?
Oh, I give to the church all the time.
Okay.
I just went to church last Sunday. I give to the church all the time. I'm like, people don't know how much I am. I'm a godly person.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa was a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
My other grandpa was a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we was raised in a church. I'm born in the crack era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody born in the crack era, you had to go to church.
Especially down south.
Down south, you had to fucking go to church. Church was like school. So, you know, we Southern Baptists, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We stand on a lot of principles. We try to, you know, we don't like the world as much as other people. And what's going on?
You're not a biggest
principle.
Person.
I was gonna say your biggest principle is snitching. You don't like the snitching. You don't like the talking. You don't like that. You don't like none of that online. That really bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me because I done lost years of my life because of people snitching. You know, if my uncles done lost my cousins, I probably wouldn't feel this way if all this shit didn't happen to me in my life. I wouldn't probably give a fuck about rap because I wouldn't understand it. But I do, you know, and it took my uncle away, took my cousins away, took me away, took my friends away. How can I have any remorse for that? That's been the common denominator of my failures, of my family failures, trusting people who turn into be rats.
Mm.
So, you know, like, you know, I was on death row because a nigga ratted on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, my boys lost they because people tell it. And that's detrimental to my family, bro. Like, and that's what make me react the way I act. I could be acting way worse than I act if you knew what I really went through with, you know, the closest people that told on me, man. You know, like, so.
So you understand what Thug is going
through?
Yeah,
I feel for Thug, bro. Like, I've been in Thugger position, bro. You know. Hoping somebody love you like you love them. You know, and that's when it all go wrong. You know, all them dudes broke, and all they had to do is stay silent. You know, when they come grab a click, they gonna grab a lot of people, bro, and see if you fold, bro. And they folded on them, bro. Mm-hmm. And now you really, they got your hands in their life. Because even though you going in there saying, I ain't do none of this. You got 4-5 motherfuckers,
mm-hmm.
6-7 motherfuckers saying this is a criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan say, I ain't done shit. Scottie Pippen went right in that motherfucker and say, yes, ma'am, this is a criminal game. Who is a judge? You got a juror's got to weigh that out. They don't really look at the facts. They look at the homeboys, and that's what convict everybody, the witnesses. Mm-hmm. They statements. When you pull up Thugger and Gunna, Thugger, who gonna pull up first? Gunna. Mm-hmm. Not the Lil Woody, not the all them other, they not gonna pull up first. So they think, even though Thugger probably never ran with Gunna in the streets tough like this or connected, they gonna think y'all are the closest of anything. Y'all word is stronger than anybody. So you threw him under the bus, bro. Like, you know, they ain't have to do that. Thugger a good dude, bro. Like, man, I seen Thugger gave my partner $2,500 to clean the pool table off.
Clean the pool table off?
Bro, he shot a video at my house. They waste, his people waste whipped cream on the table, bro. On the pool table. Dude gave my dude $2,500 Bro, that nigga cleaned that table.
Bro, that nigga
cleaned that table so fast. Bro, dude gave $2,500 out his pocket. I'm like, dude. Bro, like, you know, I feel like they trying to throw him under the bus, bro.
Have you spoke to him?
Nah, I ain't spoke to him. I speak to Lou all the time. I spoke to Lou a couple of days ago. And Lucci fighting too, bro, you know.
Is there anything Thug could say about Gunna to make people look at it different? Like, oh, he didn't snitch on me.
Thugger probably could come home and tell somebody else that.
Yeah.
He couldn't tell me that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He couldn't tell. He can tell everybody else that. Like, I stick to the code, bro. Like, that's mm-hmm. with anything, bro. Like, you know, I talked to Rallo. Like, Rallo was my partner, bro. Like, I had a good respect for that dude, mm-hmm. bro. Like,
he be home soon, though, from what I heard from what I read.
Shit, I don't know. Look like he talking. You know what I'm saying? So I was looking at that shit, bro. I'm like,
oh no, I thought they said that wasn't true.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I just from the situation, like I told him, bro, I fuck with you, but I can't fuck with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you spoke him and told him that?
Yeah, I texted him.
Damn.
DM'd him.
And what'd he say?
He said I'm looking at it the wrong way and, you know, shit like that, cause that hurt me with Rallo, cause you know I fuck with dude, bro. I told him, man, I don't know who you think you talking to, bro. But I feel like I done lost another partner.
What is snitching nowadays, though? Because now you got these dudes, they be, you know, recording themselves doing criminal activity and posting it on social media. And, you know, somebody might be on the phone with you and record it and post it. Like, I don't even know what it is nowadays.
If you snitch on yourself, it's, I mean, when you sending other people to jail, that's when you gotta blame yourself for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you sending other people to prison for shit, it's wrong, bro. Everybody going to prison, God wants you in prison. Cause he's just making you stronger for other shit. That's why all the rats, they get out and something happened to them. Nigga ride down the street, interstate, a brick fall. Pow! Bitch, you're dead. That's all, I'm telling you, you just ran it. You just fucked up everybody's life, and you think you gonna be safe. That's why shit happened like that, bro. Them dudes, I don't respect that, bro, because the children suffer. Nobody on Instagram or social media never say nothing about that man's children. They never say nothing about the children. When you go to prison, your children suffer. Mm-hmm. When daddy gone, shit change. Everything fucking change, bro. A rat destroys a family. You just looking at the criminal. You're not looking at the fucking baby mama who gonna be slaying pussy. Pussy gonna be all stretched out trying to find another baller. She ain't got time for the churn. The churn all over the place. A rat destroys a whole family. That's what people need to understand. How could you vouch for somebody who's tearing a fucking family apart?
I agree with that, but then there's people that would say, well, criminals tear families apart too. Like, what if the person has done these things that they getting arrested for and getting convicted for? What if they really did the dirt?
It's up for God for you to catch you, not for the police. If God let your ass get away, you got away. You jumped the gate first. God got your ass away. It's up for the... It ain't for you to turn them in. It's for your ass to... It was your turn to get away. You know, sometime when you did crime, somebody got away.
Yeah,
right. End of the hood, you was just that lucky motherfucker.
Don't bring him down. Go and got his ass away. He jumped the gate. You fail. You fell over the acorn, nigga. You been stingy your whole life. Your ass fell over the acorn. The person who got it was meant for him to get away.
Yeah. So who are you?
He gonna get caught later, nigga.
Yeah.
That's how the streets go. He gonna get caught later.
Word. Now listen, Boosie, when it comes to your son, right? You know, your son is a public figure now. And I see people say things about your son. Saw one dude said he said he's the one who got your son arrested. How do you feel about stuff like that?
Who got my son arrested?
Then he said Charleston White went on
the
record.
I don't know, man. I don't fuck with Charleston White. That nigga, they're pressure. I ain't fucking with y'all. I'm keeping that nigga name out my mouth. That day, that's a threat to my success.
Yeah.
Charleston White. Mm-hmm. He ain't hiding, Charles. Why you gonna get your head locked up?
Yeah.
So, shit, I've been ducking that smoke with Charles.
That's the only smoke I ever heard Boosie say he ducking.
That's some smoke you don't want, man. Hey, man. I ain't trying to have no man calling no DAs on all this on me. That's real shit.
Yeah,
it's real fake shit. Well,
people got to realize, right? If you look at our community, I don't understand why people make threats online, why they record calls, why they put it in their raps, why they do the things that they do, because it's all documented.
You're going to jail.
It makes no sense anymore.
You're going to jail, bro. Like, you going to jail. Like, you get on there and you say, when I see you, I'm... Man, that is a threat. That he's gonna call the people and talk proper. Your real name, your birth date, everything.
Everything.
Hey, so, like, you know, I had to tell him, King, shut the hell up. Leave him alone. I don't want that smoke. If Charles the White looking now, I don't want the smoke, bro. If you watching this right now, I don't want to. You got smoke. I don't want the smoke. I'm tucking my tail, bro. I don't want the smoke, bro. I don't want no beef with you. I don't want you to... We straight. Now,
Do you have any reservations about putting Tootie in the spotlight, though, because of situations like that?
Oh, nah, he in the spotlight. It's up to him to handle it. I tell him shit, but he still got to learn from his mistakes, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, he grown. Like, you know, like, I can't take him out of the spotlight. Like, he was born in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
So, he got to deal with that as a man.
Now, you were mad at a McDonald's employee because they ain't give you no jelly.
You know what them fucking people be doing. They did it to you, too. Fucking sausage business, they give you one jelly.
You got to pay an extra quarter for the other ones, I think.
I'm not doing it, bro. Like, that pissed me off that day because I've been seeing McDonald's since I opened my eyes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been going to McDonald's forever, bro.
When that cheeseburger, that double cheeseburger meal, the two of them, $2.99.
$2.99. $3.24 with tax, yep.
So I get in my feelings with certain shit, and it happened in the airport before that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, can I get a couple more jellies? She say, you got one biscuit. I like my shit sloppy. You know, I like my shit hanging off when you squeeze that bit. So I feel like they're not being paid extra to not give you jelly. If you was getting paid an extra fucking fee by me coming to this, man, throw two more the fucking jelly thing this big. You can't throw 3-4 more jelly. You love your fucking job too much. You're going to be working there a long time, bitch. Yeah. Any bitch love their job like that. You're going to be there a minute, bitch.
Boosie, do you ever talk to your therapist about possible anger issues, maybe?
I got anger issues. He said I have anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
He said I have anger issues.
Did you know where it stems from? Because I also saw you say you cursed out a whole store because they asked for your ID.
It stems from my childhood.
Okay. Most trauma does, yeah.
It stems from my childhood. My dad and my mama fighting. But I don't fight women like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't beat women ass. Probably because my daddy used to hit my mama.
Mm-hmm.
But I have anger problems. Like, sometimes I have temper tantrums.
He ain't give you no exercises to do before you take it there? Like when you, like, say the McDonald's jelly situation. There's nothing to breathe. Like, you take a breath before you react.
I was already having a bad day. I lost my safe deposit key.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So
okay.
I went across the street to McDonald's and they ain't give me no jelly.
So you was projecting on them. So it really wasn't about the jelly.
Yeah, it was about the jelly, but I already had a little fire in me. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
I had a little fire in me.
Okay.
But I've been on that jelly, bro. They acting crazy with that jelly. You know that shit. You know that shit. Y'all be like, damn, when y'all look in the bag, two ketchup. But y'all got big ass on your rings. Yeah, hell nah.
I saw you street racing too. You was doing 150.
Oh, you ain't, did you see it?
Yeah, I was in that 9/11 doing my.
Hey, little boy! Little boy!
My nephew, he just got a Challenger.
Oh, that was your family member you was racing?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he was, Boosie was talking to him like crazy.
Yeah, that was my family member. Yeah, he pulled on say, just got his shit 3 days ago. He pulled on side mount. Dogged him.
You done came too far to go out in a car wreck like that, man. 150 miles
per hour. I just told you I'm here for a reason. When it's my time to die, my ass out of here. God ain't trying to take me nowhere. I ain't going nowhere, bro. I'm going to be here to talk some shit for a minute. So y'all can get used to it, motherfucker. You hear me? I ain't going nowhere. I done beat cancer, death row.
Oh, man.
Nigga done shot at me 36 times. You still can't hit me. I only been hit one time. That's God, bro. I've been scraped 2 times, hit 1 time out of 9 times. I'm here for a reason, bro.
Do you think? Have you found out what that reason is, that purpose? Because it got to be bigger than the rap or even the entrepreneur.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. I just follow where God lead me to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm becoming a better daddy, a better businessman. Everything I'm doing, I'm getting better at. I'm in competition with myself, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
I can see you being a pastor.
I'm in competition with myself.
I can see you being a pastor or a deacon in the future. I ain't even joking.
Shit, I don't want to be like George Foreman.
George Foreman?
George Foreman went to a pastor. He had shit. He got broke.
I thought George Foreman got rich. I ain't see the movie. You
no,
saw
you
the
ain't
movie.
See the movie.
No, I ain't see the movie.
Yeah,
no.
George Foreman had to put that Bible down. It wasn't paying the bill. Yeah, George Foreman had to put that Bible down.
But Foreman don't talk like you, though. Like, you have a natural mm-hmm. way of communicating.
My
with
grandfather
people
was a preacher, bro.
Yeah.
If you listen to my songs, I got a lot of God shit in them. It just get overshadowed by other shit.
You got a song called Diddy and Carisha. What's that about?
It's about...
That's the song you were trying to get Diddy on a long time ago?
Yeah.
Did you ever get Diddy on it?
Nah.
Damn.
Nah.
Did you reach out to him? He didn't hit you back?
Yeah, I reached out to him, bro.
What did he say? I see he back working now.
I don't know, man. Diddy be hard to catch sometimes. I get my feelings if I can't catch a nigga. You don't answer your phone 3 times. You know, but I understand. I'm the same way. I'm a businessman. But I just... That's me. If I call you and you see Boosie, nigga, please answer. Because mm-hmm. I will FaceTime your ass. I will wait till you get in the bed with your wife and FaceTime you at 3:30 in the morning.
Because you know you own.
Yes, if you don't answer my call. Ask anybody. I do it to all of celebrities. QCP. Ask anybody. Snoop Dogg.
Who picks up the most?
Snoop will pick up for me. Snoop just picked up for me. We was laughing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We were dying laughing this morning. I was looking at the Martha Stewart thing.
Mm-hmm.
I told Stewart, I'm fucking. I was like, Snoop, what up, man? Tell Martha Stewart I won't fuck.
Yo, what is wrong with you, man?
Man, Snoop bust out laughing, bro. I had the magazine.
Oh, you talking about the Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I saw Martha Stewart on Sports Illustrated, bro.
I didn't see it.
Come on, bro.
You like that?
I ain't. They lucky I ain't no age no more.
That's what you jacked off to this morning?
No.
Man,
I ain't
crazy.
You said you jacked off to this morning.
You said you jacked off to Snoop this morning. I went in my phone.
That's the headlines right there. Boosie jacked off to Martha Stewart's Sports Illustrated cover.
No, but I called Snoop. I say, Snoop, man, what's wrong with Martha, man? I knew I was going to make him laugh. I just called Snoop out the blue, and I like to make he make me laugh. I make him laugh. So I saw Martha Stewart. She look old Martha, boy. Yeah, but I ain't attracted to no Martha. If I was on ecstasy, when I was on ecstasy, that's how I made all them children. If I was on ecstasy, I'm going to tell you this. If I was on ecstasy, Martha Stewart. Yeah, I had to get it.
What's the oldest you done touched, Boosie?
I was 18. I had a 51-year-old.
Okay.
She was a crackhead, though.
What?
Yeah. It was a transaction.
And I started to like the crackhead, me and my boy.
What?
But she, you know the crackheads that don't be really, yeah, you know the kept up crackheads who got children.
Absolutely.
But they crackheads.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like me and my boy, we used to down there, you know what I'm saying, get mad when one sneak off with her. She was a crackhead though.
So y'all shared her?
Yeah.
But you liked her more?
He probably liked her more, but I liked it her too. I liked it her. Because, I mean, it was, she was grown. I mean, she would tear all their ass up, bro. Like, you know.
So how'd y'all end the relationship?
We both got to sneak and go and see her without each other.
Mm-hmm. Crackhead was cheating on you?
No, man.
Damn,
you know, hey.
No. He broke the code?
No,
he going over there without you,
no,
man.
No, I'm talking, hey, bro, like, me and my partner, like the crackhead was fire, bro. Like, mm-hmm. she was a well-kept crackhead, and, you know, and, I mean.
She still around now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Tootie, have you heard this story? Is this a new one? Oh, you heard this one?
Do you get embarrassed by some of your father's stories? Like, do you get some time to be like, I heard your dad did this. Do you get embarrassed at all?
Sometimes.
Now, when it comes to the Boosie fade, the classic Boosie fade, was that your choice to get it, or he made you get it?
Yeah, I knew both, but shit. I didn't don't look right when the other hair cut. So.
Yeah.
It's just
I'm going
me.
Through that right now with my younger son.
He don't want it?
He want dreads.
Nah, he want something else, and basically, we at odds right now. Like, you know, like, I ain't breaking, bro. You know.
What do you want?
That nigga motherfucker look like, that nigga head look like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
The mullet.
And I'm pissed.
The mullet kind of thing you talking about?
The side with the little the side cut right here,
mm-hmm.
But it got a little thing right here, some shit right here.
Uh-huh.
You got me fucked up.
That's
man.
Like the Odell man, Beckham.
Oh, like they doing Dallas? What you talking about?
No, that's the shag.
No, that's
the
shag.
Okay.
He talking about the Odell Beckham. Like you take.
Yeah. I'm not going for it, bro. Like you know.
Oh, so he take the brush and do that?
Yeah.
With the dye and all. Yeah, all right, got you.
So we got a charge to make this summer.
What's the choice?
We have a charge in 2 days.
What's that choice?
You either cut it or you stay home for the summer.
Damn. Are you serious about that boofy?
Yeah, this is my time, bro. When you go back to school, when you go back out of town, you do what you want. But this is my time. When you get 18, you do what the fuck you want. But when you come for the summer, my 2 months,
mm-hmm.
Have enough respect for me to come like you as you are.
Mm.
That's all. Show your daddy that respect for what I done put into this fucking family. You is my twin. Bro, I cried, Envy. When I saw his hair, I cried, bro. I cried, bro. Like, bro, it hurt me so bad, bro. It hurt me, bro. Like, you know, and...
But you want your son to be an individual, be his own self, right?
Well, y'all done made this fade famous for the family.
For the family.
Okay. Dang.
So he can never come home with dreads then.
When he grown, you make 18, you do what you want.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to talk to his mom and make her understand, you know, like, we just got to help me parent this situation. Because if daddy say something and mama saying something else, it all goes, just say yeah with daddy. Just, you know, agree with me sometime, you know. So that's where I'm at with that. And I love my son, you know what I'm saying? But when he come in there looking like somebody else's son, I get pissed.
Bam. Mm.
You know, that it pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him. I created him. You know, and you're a child right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm telling his mother. He's a child right now who's in his daddy care for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if when he goes back to school and he wants, okay. But when you have that respect for your dad, make me proud. Just like I make you proud, make me proud. Show me the respect I need. Because even if I take him and break on what I'm saying and let him come, I'm going to have an anger in me.
Mm.
I'm going to have a ill will towards my child. And I don't want that. Because I'm going to stand on business in my household. That's with anything.
But you know he's going to rebel against you because that is your son. You a natural rebel.
Oh, he's a rebel. Oh, my little boy, MJ, he bad as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He get the most whoopings out everybody in the
family right now. Mm-hmm. Went for the summer, and he don't even try to. He like me. He just fuck up on mistake, bro. He just fuck up. It's always him, bro. Like, it's always him, bro. And
does he want to come this summer? Or he be like, I ain't going to dad's house this summer. Or he ain't got a choice.
I don't know. We at a standstill right now. I think his mama going to push his ass out there, though. Mm. And she trying to fight for him right now. And, you know, he a mama's boy, you know. His first 5 years, he was born when I was in prison. Mm-hmm. So his first 5 years, I wasn't there.
How old is he?
He 12 or 13 right now. Mm-hmm. But his first 5 years, I wasn't there. That make you a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. My other sons, they daddy's boy. Mm-hmm. They was with me, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He was, you know how that mama, I'm a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. You know how it is with mm-hmm. the mama's mm-hmm. boy. They siding with they baby. Mm-hmm. They baby like they husband. Mm-hmm. They siding with that baby. So that's what it is. I guess we're going to figure it out.
If he got a girl.
If not, he going to come. I'm going to catch him sleeping, cut his head bald.
Jesus.
If he got a little girl that like that haircut, he ain't cutting it.
I think that's what it is, bro. Because he coming into that stage, bro. He like mm-hmm. 13 and he coming into that stage. And I'm proud of him. You know, I'm proud of him because he got swag, bro. We love girls already. Love mm-hmm. women. He like his daddy. Love him. I grabbed his phone and checked his scroll. Mm-hmm. That nigga had 5 porn things on that bitch out of 8.
Damn.
I was so happy. I fussed at him. I said, what the fuck you got all this shit on your phone for? But when I went in that other room, I was happy. That little nigga watching pussy like a mother.
Yeah,
and he watching, but he got number white girls.
Boosie, you ain't...
I say he like white girls. I got him at the private school.
Well,
I'm gonna be honest, but it don't sound like you got ladies like you used to have them, bro.
Nah, I've been, I don't really talk my love like, you know that, because I feel like my life and who I'm fucking and shit, I be feeling like it's for them to know, it's for me to know.
Gotcha, and for them
to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't see how a relationship can last in the media. I don't see how they mm-hmm. do that. I don't see why people put their relationships in the media. Because how can you, like, every time you step out with a bitch, bro, it's just crazy, bro. Like, nigga might send you a picture with a dick in her mouth.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm saying?
Just to fuck with you.
Just to fuck with you.
Yeah, yeah. He happy? Oh, he happy.
You happy? Let me send you a picture of this bitch in the car with me 2 years ago.
Right.
You heard me? Kissing in her ear. You know?
Yeah.
When mm-hmm. you keep shit, people out your shit, that shit turn into power, bro. Mm-hmm. Cause everybody wanna know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I keep that. I kind of keep my shit under wraps. Even if I step out with you, mm-hmm. I'm not finna go and explain who you are, how I met you, mm-hmm. or what we got going on. You know what I'm saying? Because that's with any woman. You know, I done bang celebrities, all kind of bitches, but I would never put them out there because I always want to go back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If don't nobody know, no nigga can hate on me. Nobody can hate on me. I can always go back.
And you letting whoever you dealing with now know I'm not cheating because I jacked off this morning. You announced it on the radio in New York.
Yeah, I did. I did.
In New York.
Then walked out and smoked a blunt looking at all them fucking buildings. I hope nobody ain't got me in the balcony with my drawers on. I have my drawers on the balcony.
I saw you defending Vlad, too. Why people think Vlad defends, man?
Man, I don't know, bro. Like, man.
People going dead,
you
and they
can't
share.
Turn me against. This is how I always been. You can't turn me against nobody ain't hurt me mm-hmm. and only show me love. Mm-hmm. Boosie never went to jail for talking on Vlad. Mm-hmm. If your ass went to jail, I'm telling you, the stupid motherfucker.
Said too much, yeah.
If you going up there to speak criminal and talk, bro, you the stupid motherfucker. We got to stop blaming these people who asking questions. Mm-hmm. That's their job. They be going into detail. Mm-hmm. And this and this and this and this. Bro, we got to stop blaming that shit. That shit don't be right, bro. Like, you know, I just don't be feeling like that's right. They put on the people who asking the questions, bro. Them dudes be delivering all that information. Mm-hmm. It come from their own mouth.
And I see IG left you alone.
Yeah, man. I mean, after they took my $13 million, but Mark Zuckerberg, he really showed me. He showed my ass.
He showed you who got the power.
Who got the power? Yeah. He showed my ass.
I saw you at Fan Base.
You see, I've been quiet as fuck. I've been quiet, bro, because, you know, he's starting to take the press off me a little. You know, first they was blocking ads, blocking. And bro, these motherfuckers got power, bro. Everybody got friends. It's just like us. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, and they was pinning down on me heavy, stopping a lot of my moves, trying to stop a lot of my moves. So the more I've been quiet, the better shit been going, you know.
But see, that's what I was talking, because when I did Vlad the other day, and Vlad was like, man, Boosie said that you be picking sides. And I'm like, man, I don't be picking sides. I just don't want to see brothers get, have shit like that happen. You know what I mean? Because I know how them powers that be play when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah. And they powerful, bro. Them motherfuckers.
More than people know. People, yep.
More than people know, yeah, bro. I ain't even talking about no entertainment. People with billions of dollars.
Yes, absolutely.
People with billions of dollars are way more powerful than people with millions of dollars. It's a, they make phone calls. But I'm just happy I got like a cult following, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
Anything I put out, I get a pretty good, you know, response to keep me floating, and I do it all myself, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, the independent hustle harder, I would say, but on the back end, it make you smile. You know,
mm-hmm.
So you did have a reality show coming, right?
Nah, I ain't had no reality show coming.
Oh, I thought somebody told me you had a
reality
show.
Nah, I was doing something at first, but it ain't do it. You know, a lot of people been trying to get me on reality TV. They know I'm going to sell that motherfucker out, but they don't respect me as a businessman, Charlamagne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people might offer somebody else more money for me than talking to me offering me more money.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't respect me as a businessman, but they feel it and they know what I would do to reality TV. They just don't want to pay me, bro.
What show approached you?
Damn near everybody, really.
Love and Hip Hop, all
I
of
mean,
them?
Not no Love and Hip Hop, okay. Zeus Network, all kind of networks pitching shit to me, but they don't want to pay me.
Yeah.
You know, they look at me and, no, you got to pay me like, you got to pay me real, real big time for me to stop shooting movies, shooting, doing all the shit I got going.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take time for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay me, Charlamagne, you know, you, I would go on that fucking thing and shit on a toilet.
Must see TV.
I would do, bro, you pay me enough fucking money and put me on reality TV, you watch what the fuck I do. You gonna have to egg some of this shit out. Well, bro, but they don't respect me as a mogul, bro, to pay me like other people would get paid.
Oh, you know, what happened in San Diego?
I can't really talk about it, but. You know, I had got arrested. But I won't give a shout out to San Diego police, bro. I was having a sugar attack when I got arrested, bro.
No.
Yeah, bro, bad one, bro. Because I was leaving the video shoot, because my sugar was dropping.
Mm-hmm. You had your insulin?
So, no, I had my insulin, okay. But I can't take insulin once it's dropping. I got to eat or get some
got
sugar.
Got you.
So on the way there, we got pulled over and, man, my shit was dropping so bad, bro. I almost died, bro.
Mm. No.
Yeah, man, they had a white San Diego police. I told him, man, because I'm telling them I'm fucked up, and they had a white San Diego police. He said, man, I was a paramedic. He finna, and I told him go in my sack in the car and get my sugar shit to squeeze in my mouth,
because
he was a paramedic before. And dude saved me, bro. Ran in my sack, squirted the shit in my mouth.
Pause. God damn, Boosie.
You talking about his life, nigga.
Know,
you talking about
God
boy, man.
You
talking about saving his life. What's wrong with you, man? Talking about somebody saving his life, man.
God damn. Lord have mercy.
You talking about somebody saving his life. That's what you think about. Paramedic squirting my mouth.
I let the first one go.
We know what he meant.
Was crazy. Come on,
what's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you,
bro? He broke the top off the insulin glucose.
There you go.
He broke the top off the insulin glucose and squirted it in my mouth. He squirted another one in my shit.
Come on, Boosie.
He got another glucose, and he brought me back up, bro. That's when dope. The paramedics came, he came back up to 134. And, man, I was out. So, you know, I don't really want to talk about the situation, but
I made it to another day.
Absolutely. Well, the album is out right now. What you want to play off the album?
It don't matter, man. You don't fast for a boost.
Pick a song.
You got to play one.
We
going to
play one song, Boosie.
I mean,
Diddy and Carisha, Mental Health, A Son's Redemption, Black is Beautiful.
Black and Beautiful.
Black and play Black is Beautiful?
Yeah, that's my favorite off there.
All right, Black is Beautiful.
We'll get to that now, and we appreciate both of y'all for joining us.
Boosie and
Tootie
Raw. And Tootie got an album coming out, too, called The Chosen One.
Yep.
When's that coming out?
July 1st.
Oh, all
right. July 1st. Sure. So come right around the corner.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you have it. It's The Breakfast Club, Tootie Raw, and Boosie.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, y'all. I just got to do something for BET.
You know we on BET now.
I see the building and changed and shit.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back. We got more with Tootie Raw and Boosie, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club on BET. Yep, welcome back. We're still kicking it with Boosie and Tootie Raw. Charlamagne? All right, well, don't move. We got more with Boosie and Tootie Raw. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club on BET. Thank you, guys.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.